Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. In the highly praised adventure fiction, A Lesson Long Ago by Sherry Walraven, five high school students who have been lifelong friends have been given an English history assignment for the end of the school year. It was decided to do their assignment on the Civil War era and how the people lived in the middle of a war. They knew they wouldn't be able to have a live soldier who had been in the Civil War as a reference, but that's when one of the boys in the group told them his cousin, who lives in the northern Georgia mountains, had made a time machine. Well, that's when their adventure of a lifetime began, as they learned a valuable lesson from long ago. Sherry Walraven served as a middle school teacher and an elementary school principal, an avid reader who honed her storytelling skills on her two sons and four grandchildren. Retired, she lives in Calhoun, Georgia, has a love for God, family, friends, fun, and writing. Sherry Walraven, author of A Lesson Long Ago, joining us on This Week in America. Hi, Sherry. Welcome to the program.
Well, thank you for having me.
It is our pleasure. What a great story you've told, and I want to talk about if these are based on any students you had as you were teaching, but I love the story. Let's start with talking about this writing. You're very good at this. When did you start writing?
After I retired.
Interesting.
I retired from being I taught reading and literature, you know, and we would do stories like Legend of Sleepy Hollow and Where the Red Fern Grows, and I am an avid reader. I can read any genre and like the books, you know, so I like to read.
That's interesting. You taught it all these years and retired and suddenly decide to try it, and you've been very successful. Excellent reviews for Sherry's book, A Lesson Long Ago. She's written other books that we'll talk about, too, as we go through the conversation today. Where do you get your inspiration for your books? Where do these ideas come from?
Well, different things. You know, I go on vacations a lot, and I go with family, and then sometimes I go with friends. And then I've had a lot of life experiences, and I like stories that have just a little bit of humor in them because I like to laugh and have fun, and I figure God made this beautiful world. We need to be happy in it. But then my four grandkids, they all of a sudden says, why don't you write us a book? So my Haley is the one, the inspiration for the lesson long ago. She made up the characters and made up the name of the school, and she did a lot. And then I have a grandson in Texas, and he said, just write about a dude ranch. and I had to do all the rest, which was not bad. And then his sister is a competition swimmer, and she wanted her book to have a competition swimmer in it. So she gave me a lot of information about it, and her dad helped too. And my last one is my grandson that just 2 weeks ago gave me some what he wanted his book for, so I'm working on his.
That is interesting. I'm looking at the books, and I'm wondering where these ideas come from, and it's within family where you get these ideas. The one, and I love this, the book we're talking about specifically, A Lesson Long Ago. Talk about when you get this information that she gives you, how challenging was that to put that together in the story? And you've got some humor in here as well. You talk about liking humor. You have that in here. Mm-hmm. You've got the time machine. You've got all the elements. How challenging was that when you get this idea, here's what I'd like you to write, actually to try to pull it off, because you did that remarkably well.
Well, I don't know how I do it. It just pops in my head.
Well, and it works for you to do it that way. The book is A Lesson Long Ago by Sherry Walraven. That's Walraven. The book available, of course, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, usual places. Sherry's website is sherrywalraven.com. Book also available from the publisher, proilpublishing.com. And if you can't remember all of that, we've got all this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. It's interesting that this came along, probably something you thought about. You had the time to do it. You taught this for a while, and you did this successfully currently in your life. What advice would you give to someone who wanted to start writing books? books, and maybe has put it off and decided I'll wait till later, or I don't think I'm good enough to do this. What advice would you give for people that are thinking about doing what you've done?
Well, I would tell them to write about something they know, you know, something that they have experienced, or, you know, something that they know, then they know they could write about, and maybe people they know or some people they just met and situations. And of course, you have to have a good imagination. And sometimes I get a little stumped and I just leave the computer, go outside and sit and watch nature for a while. And I'm good when I come back. I take a little break.
That's interesting. I was going to ask you about the writing process. And when you hit that that point that even the best of the authors, it's like, okay, I'm dry now. Some people sit until the ideas come. You just like to get out of nature. And then when sort of naturally it comes back to you, it sounds like.
Yeah, sometimes it does.
And sometimes it doesn't. So you spend more, a couple days outside in nature until something comes back. I love the process. Just walk away from it until the ideas come. Sherry's book, we're talking about A Lesson Long Ago, book available Amazon, the usual places. Let's take the idea. When she came to you with, here's the idea for the book, A Lesson Long Ago is what came out of that. How long did it take you to write that book and in the other books in general? How long does it take to write a book?
I think it took a couple of months for hers. And where I have them published, they have a lady, of course, that reads the manuscripts to see if they're, you know, worthy of being.
Yes.
And she, after she got through with the Bye Bye Dear Lily, she gave me a real good review. And she said, I can't wait to read your next book. And I thought, oh, no, I've got to write another book.
Pressure. Yep.
So that one, and I don't know, I thought I got started and my characters were easy. I used some of my cousins for the characters, and they just loved it. Of course, I changed their names, but it was fun to enhance their personalities and make them do stuff in the book that I know they'd never do. But that book took me only a month.
Wow.
Because I was so hyped up. I wanted it done.
Yeah, and it sounds like the ideas came to you. And it's interesting you talk about all of the family, you know, references in the using sort of their lives basis for your characters or their ideas for the storyline for the book. What's it like with all these family members? What a great legacy. I mean, all of them have books that were sort of their idea that you were able to write for them. How much fun is that with the family?
Oh, it is so much fun. They just love the books when the cousins get one of those. And, I've been blessed, I guess. I have 20-something cousins on my mom's side and 20-something on my dad's side, and I know and love all of them. And I'm real family-oriented. And then, you know, I have 2 sons, and then I've got 4 grandchildren and 2 daughter-in-laws. And I just think family's important.
Well, I hope you've got some ideas. You've got a whole bunch of people come up with the ideas for books out there that you're going to have to write them. So I hope that the ideas are coming. And so far, you've had no problem with the books. You'll find information on all of Sherry's books on Amazon or website, sherrywalraven.com. This book, A Lesson Long Ago, is available right now, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all of the usual places. Do you enjoy writing? It sounds like you really get a kick out of this. Sometimes a little pressure builds up, and it sounds like for the most part you enjoy the process. Do you?
Oh, I do. I love making up stories and choosing names of characters. And in my latest book that just came out, I really had to dig down into my imagination because I have an Aunt Hazel, and she always reads all my books. And she's just sweet as she can be. And I said, hey, Hazel, can I write a book with you in it? She said, yes, you can. And so in the book, I use her 2 daughters and 7 of their nieces, and they go to Ireland. And I had to make up characters, so I made a leprechaun and a giant cyclops, and I've got others, and I just really enjoyed making up all these characters.
What a great way to tell a story and to please family members as well. I'm sure at Christmas time, everybody gets books. Everybody got their own little book, and they can do they recognize themselves in the book? Do you make them go through and figure out who they are, or do you tell them ahead of time who they are in the book?
Well, No, I don't tell them ahead of time. I just let them guess.
Now, that would be fun. That would be fun. I love the process of putting these books together. Talk about character development. It's always sort of interesting. In the books, reading the reviews, reading the books, you have the right balance of characters in there. You've got enough that it makes an interesting story, but not too much that we lose track of who these people are. How difficult is it in developing characters, developing them so we feel like we know them, but not giving us too much, too many characters or too much information?
Oh, goodness. When I try to do characters, and I don't know how I got this title, but I did A Flower for a Ranch. And it's set in Texas on a ranch, and it has a dad and his five kids. But their last name is Flower. So all the girls are named for a flower. We've got Rose and Lily wow. and all those, you know. So, but a lot of times I'll just make a list of names. And if I like a name, I really like it, I sit there and I imagine what kind of personality could I give that name. And then that becomes a character. And, of course, you have to make all kinds of good, bad, mean, funny, sad, and all that, you know, yes. at times. But I enjoy making them. I just like to.
Well, it sounds like it. Sherry Walraven, our guest, if you're Googling, that's Walraven, the book, this particular book, A Lesson Long Ago, and we'll have Sherry go through all of the books that are out there, and some of the books on the horizon for Sherry, the book published by ProWilePublishing.com, and we've got all this information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. In the writing process, do you know when you start the story where it's going to go? Do you have like an outline? I guess I'm asking, as opposed to sort of letting it the characters take the story where they want it to go. Do you do a strict outline? Do you follow the outline when you're writing?
Well, I don't start out with an outline. I start out with an idea.
Ah, interesting.
And after I start it, then I make an outline, and I get to each chapter what I want to put in and what I want to do, because I'm afraid I'll forget it.
Well, yes, yes.
I'm doing my grandson's book that told me 2 weeks ago right now, and he has top priority, so that's the book I'm working on. And I'm making an outline this morning and trying to finish up it because it's, and then I'll go through a book before I ever turn it in, and I may change things, or I may add a chapter, or I might, you know, I just, whatever comes up.
Yeah, I mentioned you're retired, but boy, with a family, and it sounds like a very active life, do you set aside a certain amount of time every day, or how do you write? What's the discipline of writing for you?
I write just whenever I feel like it.
That's the way to do it.
If I'm tired, I won't write. I'll sit down for a while and just, I'll rest, and, you know, and then I'll go, and then I'll sit there, maybe in a chair and or on the couch, and somebody, and something just pops in my head, and I have to go write it right then, because I'm afraid I'll forget it.
You know, we talked about writer's block, and sometimes people have that. You go outside to try to get over that. But I'm thinking sometimes there have to be times where it's hard to shut it down, where you're thinking about the characters and where I'm going to go and how I'm going to introduce this mm-hmm. new character, where you'd like to stop for the night and watch TV or read a good book, but you can't. Is that true for you? Is it difficult sometimes to stop thinking about the storyline and the characters?
Well, I do think about them sometimes, yeah.
Well, yeah.
But, and then one character sometimes makes another character come up in my mind, you know, to similar
yes.
to it. Yes, and I the characters, the one in the Revolutionary War, I had, that one really took me longer to do because been a long time since I've been in high school.
Yes.
So I had to do some research on that one, and that took a long time. But then I had characters like Samuel Adams and John Adams, and, you know, and those are made for real good characters.
You know, you mentioned school, and I mentioned your background in education. How helpful mm-hmm. is that for you in writing, in knowing how to hold a young person's attention? Because as a teacher, you do that constantly.
Oh, goodness. I don't know. I think up stuff sometimes. I think I had a student to do this and do that. And it was just so funny.
Yes.
You know, it just from life experiences, I guess. And I was in education for 31 years. And I was principal the last part of that. But I taught the reading and literature, and I just loved it.
You know, it's such an amazing job in writing this book and a whole series of books. A Lesson Long Ago, Sherry Walraven is our guest on the program. A couple minutes left. What has this been like for you? Not only the success as a writer and people enjoying your stories, but this this relationship, the special relationship you have with family members, everybody tied together with books and ideas and being characters in your books. What's this been like for you, being a published author?
Well, you know, sometimes they give me ideas.
Yes.
And I meet with girl cousins on my mom's side every year. We always have a little reunion, and there's eight of us. And we'll be out somewhere, and somebody say, hey, Sherry, that'd make a book right there. <You know? laughs> And I said, okay, give me some character.
Well, yes, you've got the family members. You travel like that. You've got different ideas for the book, and you go from there. Go back home and start working on the new books. Let's mention some of the others. This one, of course, A Lesson Long Ago. It's available now. Mm-hmm. All the books are available. Wild Ride at the Dude Ranch received excellent reviews, an excellent job on that. What are the other books that are available and the next one we can look forward to?
Well, the one that Aunt Hazel is in, the latest one is they go to Ireland and, you know, and that,
oh, yes,
that one is. And the one of, let's see, The Mountain Adventure, all the girl cousins go to Missouri in a cabin up in the Ozarks. And the cabin with had a legend behind it saying that Jesse James used that cabin one night and he buried some gold there.
Love it.
Well, I've got to get one now with Billy the Kid, I guess. But I try to put some things in, you know, and I like the Revolutionary Adventure because I just love history, you know, and then the Civil War, I love history, and then that was set in Georgia, of course. And
you're able to make it come alive. It's just, yeah, finish that with the books you've got. I just, you do such an excellent job of taking history and making it relatable in the characters and the storyline of the books. What else do you have that you're working on?
I had one called It Happened One Night in October.
Hmm.
That one is got kind of scary stuff. It's not scary, but it's right there at Halloween.
Oh,
when they go,
yes.
What, all the girl cousins go to the other girl's cousins that where she lives, and we did fun things. You know, the cousins did fun things, and things that my dad did when he was young. And nobody would probably, we couldn't do it now, we'd probably get shot. But,
it was a different time, yeah, wasn't it? You could get away with some of those things that you couldn't now.
Oh, yes, but he did that with me when I was about 16, and me and one of my friends, and we had so much fun. And so I had to put it in the book.
Well, and you make that fun
but
come
then
to life.
One of the girls got kidnapped by one of, well, they went in the wrong house, and one of them got taken and tortured a little bit. But I said, I'm having to try to think of the books. I've had so many.
Well, you can keep track. If you go to Sherry's website, sherrywalraven.com, information there. And, of course, at Amazon, if you click on for the author's page, you'll have access to all of the books there that Sherry has written, and keep track as the new ones come out. And It sounds like you got a big family, so the books are going to keep coming out for a period of time here. Sherry, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Really been fun. Excellent job that you've done. I love the backstory on all of this with the family members, with their ideas, and family members that are actually sort of characters and storylines in the book. A fascinating conversation today. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Well, thank you. You're welcome.
It has been our pleasure. Sherry Walraven, if you're Googling, Warraven, book available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, usual places. Sherry's website is her name, sherrywalraven.com. Book published by Pro Isle Publishing, their website, proislepublishing.com. And links for all these on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And you're listening to This Week in America. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.